Simple Gifts with Richard Katz, Philharmonia Virtuosi. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR. It's time for classical music, straight up until 3 o'clock. I'm coming back at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio, where this month's community spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information is available at prairiepaws.org. And support for classical music on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, teaching Jayhawk Theater majors since 1923 and working to secure the next 100 years through its Centennial Production Fund. More at kuendowment.org/Centennial Fund. Here's a good old Handel Concerto Grosso, the first one from his Opus 3 set, some Baroque music now on Kansas Public Radio. A Concerto Grosso from Opus 3 by George Frederick Handel. Christopher Hogwood with the Handel and Haydn Society playing that for us this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. It's 9:19, and so far, weather-wise, we can look forward to, maybe a cloudy day. Right now at 63 in Lawrence, on the way up to 80 degrees. Tonight, we have a 50% chance of rain, and Tuesday, tomorrow, also brings a 30% chance, with a high of 81 expected for Tuesday. We're live, we're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and kansaspublicradio.org. Join award-winning journalist and scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bill Curtis, for the release of his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News, Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in Lawrence, Kansas. Tickets available at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. That's the second waltz from the second jazz suite by Dmitri Shostakovich with the CBC Orchestra from Canada. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio. Coming up at 10 o'clock, music to honor the state of Kansas and the state of Missouri. Now, it's at 3:30 this afternoon. We'll have the reveal. Now, we know that Missouri won the game over the weekend. Missouri beat Kansas, but we've got a fight club going on. The winner of the votes, you heard about it last week. You donate money to KPR, and that would be a point. And that would be against Missouri. Well, the radio station, KBIA. Listen for the results at 3:30 during All Things Considered. Beethoven's Opus 1 is about 1795, when he published three piano trios written for piano, violin, and cello. We'll hear the middle one this morning. Here's Piano Trio in G, featuring the Griffin Trio. It's Beethoven now on KPR. From Opus 1 by Beethoven, written when he was a young man in about 1795. It was Beethoven's second piano trio from Opus 1, with the Griffin Trio performing. Friends of Chamber Music is getting ready for their new season in Kansas City, the Folly with the Season Preamble concert. It'll be at the Folly Theater on September 14th, and it has a conversation between two musicians, exemplified by the duo sonata. It's Demetria Toppin, cello, and Heyoon Park, piano, for the complete cycle of Beethoven sonatas for piano and cello. So that the five cello sonatas, the only cycle that can be performed in a single, although long but very enjoyable, afternoon. So for more information about this, you can go to chambermusic.org to hear the five cello sonatas with Friends of Chamber Music starting off their season. chambermusic.org. Easy to remember, as is our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Take a look at the weather in a moment, and then, well, we know that Missouri won the game, but which station won the score? We'll announce that at 3:30 this afternoon during All Things Considered. So there's a chance for Kansas to win.
The Manson Family Trials. We'll have the book's debut on September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Updated forecast. Today, partly sunny in Lawrence with a high near 80, and tonight we have a 50% chance of rain, probably after 1 o'clock in the morning. And tomorrow should be about the same temperature-wise with a 30% chance of rain for Tuesday. Clouds clear Tuesday night and looks like a warming trend throughout the rest of the week, with Wednesday having a high of 86, and by the time we get to Friday, a high of 91. For the last weekend of the state fair, Saturday should be sunny and 92, and Sunday, 20% chance of rain and 87 degrees.
Live from NPR News in Washington, on Wall Street, the Dow is up 87 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. Well, we know that Missouri won the game over the weekend, but we have a radio rivalry, KPR's friendly competition with Mizzou's KBIA. Well, it finished up strong this weekend, and we'll go live with the official winner announcement during All Things Considered this afternoon. Thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive to help us beat Mizzou. Border rivalry and public radio equals the best kind of competition. Whose state song will play on the air? We'll tune in at 3:30 to find out. And since we don't know yet who won the radio rivalry, I really don't know. Let's hear something for both states. Here is a fantastic arrangement by someone named Suzy Katayama, who in 2004 made this arrangement for the Sunflower Music Festival of the Kansas State Song on KPR. The Sunflower Music Festival, 2004, a KPR recording of Suzy Katayama's arrangement of the Kansas State song, Home on the Range. Well, we didn't have a recording in our classical library that I could find of the Missouri Waltz, so I came up with something mentioning Missouri, and it's by H. Owen Reed. Now, let's check out the Keystone Wind Ensemble in this performance of something called the Missouri Shindig on KPR. Jack Stamp and the Keystone Wind Ensemble playing H. Owen Reed this morning. The Missouri Shindig, the closest we could come in the classical music library to the Missouri Waltz, which is actually Missouri's state song. And we heard Home on the Range. So the radio rivalry, KPR's friendly competition with Mizzou's KBIA, finished up strong this weekend, and we'll go live with the official winner announcement during All Things Considered this afternoon. Thank you to everyone who made a pledge and made a point during the drive to help us beat Mizzou. Border rivalry plus public radio equals the best kind of competition. Whose state song will play on the air? Tune in at 3:30 to find out. Well, next we have the Swedish Rhapsody number 1 on Kansas Public Radio, which is also known as the Midsummer Night Vigil. Isopekka Salonen and the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio playing Hugo Alfvén, the Midsummer Night Vigil, also known as the Swedish Rhapsody number 1. And it's about 10:32. Good morning. This is KPR at 70 in Lawrence. Should get up to about 80 this afternoon. Coming up, that crazy Rákóczi March, or the Hungarian March, that they like to play New Year's Eve a lot. The Hector Berlioz, Damnation of Faust piece. And after 11 o'clock, look forward to a Telemann horn concerto, two English idols or idylls for strings by Butterworth, and Tchaikovsky's incredible Serenade for Strings. Support for classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from Audio Readers Audio Sale. It's a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Here is music from 1784 by Franz Joseph Haydn. It's very Haydn. You'll notice Haydn liked to use a lot of long rests. And this one has that. It's his rarely heard Symphony number 79, Franz Josef Haydn on KPR. There's a piece we don't hear every day of Franz Josef Haydn's symphonies, 104 symphonies, some, of course, are played more often, enjoyed more often than others, and this is one that doesn't get a lot of sunshine. That was the 79th Symphony in F by Franz Joseph Haydn that he wrote in about 1784. It was played by the famously directorless Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. It's about 7 minutes now before 11. Coming up after 11, some Telemann horn music, some English music for small orchestra, and just before 11:30, Tchaikovsky's lush tapestry of strings, his Opus 48 in C major, the Serenade for Strings. It's a great day for classical music. Thanks for listening to KPR, and remember that when you become a sustaining member, it's a great way to recognize that KPR is here for you day in and day out. You can be here for KPR in the same way. Support KPR with your ongoing monthly gift and feel great, knowing that every time you turn to KPR, you're a part of making it happen. Become a sustainer at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you so very much. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra playing Berlioz on Kansas Public Radio from the Damnation of Faust, the Rákóczi March, or the Hungarian March. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws on Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services. More at prairiepaws.org. This is kansaspublicradio.org.
On Morning Edition from NPR,
Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security, Madam Assistant Secretary.
It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. Georg Philipp Telemann, some German Baroque music for horn, French horn, and strings coming up on KPR right after the 3-minute news update from National Public Radio. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Legally Blonde, the musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law, running September 12th to the 14th and the 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm live. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from ARM, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM. ARM.com. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio. The music of Georg Philipp Telemann, the Concerto for French Horn Strings, with Stuart Rose soloing with the St. Luke's Chamber Ensemble. Next, we'll hear from Jeffrey Tate's English Chamber Orchestra before we hear a good recording, a good performance of Tchaikovsky's lush Serenade for Strings. Support for all this great classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Love Garden Sounds. Love Garden, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in downtown Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And now, George Butterworth on Kansas Public Radio, two English idylls or idols for small orchestra, some English music on KPR. Some idyllic music for strings, George Butterworth, two English idylls for small orchestra. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, with more than 70 small businesses and farms, bringing produce, meats, and more from vendors within 50 miles of Lawrence. Saturday mornings, 824 New Hampshire, rain or shine. And now some great music by Tchaikovsky, his Serenade for Strings on Kansas Public Radio. The Utah Symphony Orchestra, well conducted by a great string player himself, Joseph Silverstein, for the Tchaikovsky Serenade for Strings on Kansas Public Radio. Updated forecast says we will get some rain today, probably in the Lawrence area. There's a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 3 p.m. Otherwise, a high of 80. Tonight, a 50% chance of rain after 1 o'clock in the morning. And tomorrow, it's a 30% chance of showers, probably before 10 a.m. Keep it here on KPR. Keep KPR with you. Jeff Watson has some Italian music coming up after the news, and also more Jean Francais, the string trio in C majors coming up. And support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/Peasley Promise. It's 101. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News.